It's Big D's Cube.
Teaming up with the Bishop of Bluegrass, Dino Graham.
Serving it fresh right now.
Here on the Bluegrass Chamboree.
Yes, I am serving it fresh, bringing you the best in bluegrass and barbecue. But let's stay with some bluegrass right now. I want to bring on the air the best, y'all. I'm telling you, they are red hot fire from Retro 78 live on the air today. Thank you for being on the Grass Wagon Revival. Clint Groves, how are you, my friend?
Doing well. How are you doing, brother?
Oh, man. If I was any better, I would just go ahead and change my name to Retro 78.
I heard that. Yes, sir. I'm doing well myself.
Oh, man, you sound like $1 million. And I've never really seen $1 million, but it's awesome, and so are you. How's everything in Retro 78 world?
Oh, man, we've been doing great, Dino, since we saw each other in Spigma. We've been in the studio cutting singles. Obviously, just a couple weeks ago, released our newest single, A Man Who's Never Plowed, already getting some good feedback from that. So it has been going great, my friend.
Man, that's good. And you guys are located up in the best of the Carolina states, in South Carolina, right?
We certainly like to think that, in the upstate of South Carolina. Our band, is based out of Inman, South Carolina, but we do have some Georgia boys in there and North Carolina boys, so we kind of represent the region there.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You're right. We did see each other last at Spigma. That was January. But before that, I think I got to hang out with you guys down in Palatka. You guys come down to Florida quite often, don't you?
We do. Florida, that's a great state for us. We've been to quite a few music venues and festivals down there. Florida's been good to us. Yes, sir. So, I saw you in Palatka in the fall. Got to thought we'd be there, and we'll be back there this coming fall as well with Ernie Evans and Evans Media Source.
Yeah, well, you guys have been good to Florida. We've got some good bluegrass down here. We're not the Carolinas. We're not the Appalachians and all that and East Kentucky. But, man, Florida's hanging pretty tight in that bluegrass world right now.
Oh, yeah. Florida's bluegrass country for sure.
Hey, I want to play, before I play your latest single, I do want to play a song that I've just pretty much worn out here on the show, and a lot of other broadcasters have as well. But stay on the line. I want to play some Black Vinyl 45. Is that okay?
Oh, yes, sir. That one did well for us. We love that one.
All right. Here we go. The best 3 minutes and 3 seconds you can spend today. Here's Retro 78 Black Vinyl 45.
I remember the day Daddy brought it home. Special order Sears and Roebuck stereo. A turntable with an AM/FM band. The latest thing that RCA Victor had. Magic happened when we put that needle down on that little black disc spinning round. But looking back, I'm not surprised how it all changed my life, thanks to Sears and Black Vinyl 45. After chores, I would listen all night long, playing chords and rhythm, how to sing along. Lester Flatt and Charlie Pride, Ernest Tubb and Clarence White, thanks to Sears, Black Vinyl 45. My fingers will try to pick out every note, every song that Harlan Howard ever wrote. Save my money in an old coffee can to buy the latest thing from the record man. The hardest thing I'd have to say was Jerry Reed, until I learned to slow it down to 33. I tuned my guitar half the night till I finally got it right, thanks to Sears, black vinyl 45. After chores, I would listen all night long, playing chords and rhythm, how to sing along. Lester Flatt, Charlie Pride, Ernest Tubb, Clarence White, thanks to Sears, black vinyl 45. Lester Flatt and Charlie Pride, Ernest Tubb and Clarence White, thanks to Sears, black vinyl 45. Ricky Skaggs and the Whites, J.D. Crow and Tony Rice, thanks to Sears and black vinyl 45.
Oh, yeah, boy, howdy. And those were the days, y'all. But I got news for you. Today is the day with Clint Groves and Retro 78. Such a great song. I love that version. I know a lot of people are just coming at you all the time with kudos and how much they like that song.
Yes, sir. I mean, Dino, that is a Trey Ward wrote that. He's a good friend of mine in Greenwood, South Carolina. And, just wrote that from the perspective of when his dad bought that first record player and brought it home and, you know, got him into old time country and bluegrass music. And, you know, the rest is history, right?
Yeah.
I mean, now he gets to make tens of dollars playing the bluegrass music.
Man, I'm telling you, you know, we grew up pretty poor up in North Mississippi, but my mama was raising me and my older brother at the time, and she didn't make a lot of money down at the shirt factory, but we bought one of those stereo consoles. It was a piece of furniture, man. It had an AM radio, an 8-track player, and a turntable, and the speakers were on each end of it, and man, you could just crank it up. But she would buy me one record every payday. I mean, that was a huge sacrifice, but we went down to the record store, or in the late 70s, we had a Walmart, and she would buy me a record, man. That's how I learned to harmonize, listening to those records.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah, we actually had a record player in our home, too. I learned how to play the banjo and getting the bluegrass music through Flatt and Scruggs, the Skaggs and Rice album. And then also, you know, listened to a lot of old-time Southern gospel inspirations, stuff like that. My mama's records that she had from my pawpaw. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's really, yeah, I can identify with you there, sir.
From Bryson City, North Carolina, the most famous thing out of Bryson City, right? The Inspirations Quartet?
Exactly. Yes, sir.
Now, you're a church boy. You're a multi-instrumentalist. You arrange, you songwrite. Your roots run, according to your bio, run deep in Kentucky and the Carolinas. But now you've come up through music how old were you? Let's say, do you remember singing your first song?
I do. It was at a Tabernacle Baptist Church in Greenville, South Carolina. I got to sing Trust and Obey for my kindergarten graduation.
Man, that's awesome. Yes, at 6 years old, I sang One More River to Cross, One More Mountain to Climb, One More Valley That I Gotta Go Through. Leave. I mean, I'm like, how many valleys does a 6 year old have?
But
I played the ukulele and sang that thing, man. They let me up there. I sang.
Yes, sir, brother. Yeah. He grew up singing with my family in church. My dad's a pastor, was an evangelist, and we sang cross-country bluegrass gospel. He would preach and just sing gospel music and still do that today. I'm a choir leader at my church and song director, and get to serve, you know, the Lord in our church just doing that. That's where I get the most blessing. But it's good to be able to play a little bluegrass, too.
No, I know. And there's nothing like, first of all, I knew you were a PK, a pastor's kid, but you're a good PK. You're in good standing, right?
Yes, sir. I would certainly hope so.
I told somebody the other day, I don't know how, because I played music growing up at church, but I don't know how I actually learned to play music, because I was always sat down off of the platform for 6 weeks at a time for sneaking off and doing sneaky things that teenagers do. Have you ever been sat down from the platform?
Maybe. I'm thankful for the grace of the Lord.
Oh, yeah. That grace is so amazing, right?
Yes, sir, it is. It's
hey, what's your, even though we see you play guitar and sing out front, what's your favorite, when it's time to just sit and be Clint, what do you like to play and sing most?
I like to play the banjo, Dino. I'm not, I play the banjo with my family. I was just playing the banjo last night. Can't play it long a period of time just due to some bad arthritis, in my right arm and things of that nature due to what I had done in the past. But the banjo is my favorite instrument, and actually not singing. I didn't really singing lead until about 11, 12 years ago with my buddy Hunter Mott. You know, I started jamming with him and some little venues in upstate South Carolina, and his daddy and him said, hey, you ought to start singing, and they liked my voice. And that's so awesome. It's their fault that everybody gets to hear me.
That's awesome. And, you know, I've thought about, I mean, I picked a little banjo in college, but my problem was I would sit in the dorm room and play my roommate's banjo without picks. So I play better without picks, but I didn't know about the claw hammer. And I've been thinking about buying a banjo or of some sort, a guitar, banjo, something, and doing the claw hammer and writing from that instrument, doing that old Soggy Bottom Boy rhythm and tempo. I mean, I don't understand it, but my goodness, now we have YouTube, right?
Say that. What was the last thing you said about YouTube?
I mean, now we have YouTube. I can learn.
Oh, absolutely.
I can let some six-year-old kid show me how to play nowadays, right?
And you can slow it down like them old records. You can slow the speed down where you get it right.
Oh, man. Well, you guys, I know you started a long time ago, but I first heard of you guys a couple of years ago. Tell me about the Spigma experience. You guys, Retro 78, tell me all about that. Didn't you win, what do they call it? The band competition?
We won the international band competition of January 2022. So the way that happened, October 2021, we actually formed, and we were sitting there on our next rehearsal the next week, had booked our first gig, and Hunter said, why don't we try to compete for the international band contest? You know, he's always wanted to win that. I'd never been to Spigma. I wanted to go since I was a teenager. And, you know, we just rehearsed and, you know, we went, and there was a lot of good competition, but we were able to pull that out and win that by the skin of our teeth at the end of it. We only won by 29 points. The Baker family was right up there with us, but we ended up winning that one that year. We're thankful for that. And that certainly helped launch us to where people could hear about us, and that has helped us tremendously. We love the Society for the Preservation of Bluegrass Music, for sure.
Absolutely. Congratulations on that, on all of that. And from then on, it's just been a whirlwind of success for you guys. You're writing, you're recording, turning out some great songs. I want to play this next song before I let you go, but I want you to set it up for us. Here's a song, your latest single called A Man Who's Never Plowed. Tell me about this.
Yes, sir. So it's Trey Ward also wrote this song. It's a working class anthem. You know, you can interpret it a lot of different ways. I interpret it as someone who is talking about someone that thinks they know something when they don't. You know, possibly it could be someone who's your boss that doesn't know your job or understand your job, or a person who's served in the military but has a person who has not served in the military, but there's those guys that have all the answers for it. A lot of times we'll dedicate this to our military personnel. We sing, but yeah, it's available on AirPlay Direct. We're really excited about it, Dino. We want the world to hear it. But yeah, we can send that to anyone. We want, obviously, you're playing it. We appreciate it. And guys can contact us at retro78bluegrass@gmail.com, and we can send that link to them.
Awesome. Well, it's a great song, and you guys have a great brand going. Your band is incredible. I know not only Florida loves you, the whole country loves you guys, and you've got shows coming up. I'm looking at your website, retro78bluegrass.com. You'll be at the Cherokee Bluegrass Festival in Cherokee, North Carolina. I'm planning on being there as well. You're all over the place. Man, you're all over the place, and I'm so happy for you. I appreciate you taking out your time today. And folks, make sure you download and stream Retro 78 music. Do it 24/7. How's that for a plug, Clint?
Oh, we love it. Yeah, we were excited about a man who's never plowed. Thank you, Dino, for having me today and having us. We appreciate you, man.
Yeah, man. You're always welcome. You have a home here on the GWR.
Well, we certainly appreciate. We love it. The Grass Wagon Revival.
Yeah. Tell all the fellas hello. And after the day job, I suppose, get home and take care of the wifey and the five kids. You've got a busy schedule.
Yes, sir. We appreciate that.
Be blessed. Here's a man who's never plowed. Retro 78 Bluegrass.
Got a John Deere tractor, it's for mowing grass, around his picket fence and his house of glass. There's no dirt under his fingernails, cause all the work is done by the hell. He never tasted dirt, never prayed for rain, never bet the farm on a crop that didn't pay. His brow. You better hold on to your horses. You're dealing with the man who's never plowed. Gets his faded jeans off the mall store rack. The only crop he's raised grew in a driveway crack. He's got a four-wheel drive that's never left the road, cause he's never been where the corn stalks grow. He never tasted dirt, never prayed for rain, never bet the farm on a crop that didn't make. Never wiped the sweat off of his brow. Better hold on to your horses. You're dealing with the man who's never plowed. Never tasted dirt, never prayed for rain, never bet the farm on a crop that didn't make. Never wiped the sweat off of his brow. You better hold on to your horses. You're dealing with a man who's never plowed.
Bishop of Bluegrass?
He's available on all digital streaming platforms, including Spotify,
Apple Music,
YouTube,
and many more.
Visit DinoGram.com today.